Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Efan, Ruziv Hagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Chiyuvim of Kefel and Dalad Vehei. Remember, Kefel is if a person steals something, and Dalad Vehei is only the instance where a person steals a shor or a seh and subsequently sells it or shechts it. As we explained, this Dalad Vehei payment, 4 or 5 times the amount that he stole, is not actually 4 or 5 times. The first 2 payments are actually Kefel, and the next 2 or 3 payments are what we're calling Dalad Vehei. And now we have multiple scenarios. Ganaval Pishnaim, let's say he stole based off of the edus of 2 people, meaning we have 2 edim that can testify that he stole, v'tavach machal p'yem, and he shechted or sold it based off of their edus as well, oil Pishnaim acherim, or there were 2 other edim that said that he shechted or sold it, misham tashlumei arba v'chamisha, this fellow has to pay dalad v'hei, 4 or 5. Now let's say ganaval machal b'shabes, he stole it and sold it on Shabbos. Ganaval machal avayt zara, he stole it and sold it for avayt zara. In both these cases, even though there's an iser, there's no chi of misa. Ganaval v'tavach b'yam kippurim, or he stole it and shechted it on Yom Kippur, which he would be chayv kares for, but not misa, got from Mishal Aviv, or he stole something from his father. V'tavachu machar, he shechted or sold it, and v'achakach meis aviv, afterwards his father died, which means that he would have to pay the yarshim, the other inheritors, meaning his brothers, for this thing that he stole from the father. Or, ganav v'tavach, he stole, shechted it, v'achach hektesh, and then he was makdish the meat, misham tashlumei arba v'chamisha, in all these scenarios, he would have to pay dalad v'hei. That's because there's no possibility of p'tur over here. And we're going to learn what the potential p'tur is in Mishnah Dalad, which lists the exact opposite cases where he actually is putter. The Mishnah continues, let's say he stole and shechted for a fua. He wanted to heal somebody, or he was just shechting it to give it to the dog. Or he shechted it, it turns out to be trefa. He's not able to eat it, it's not kosher. Or he stole this animal and shechted it in the azara, but it was chulin. And we know chulin's allowed to be shechted in the azara. In all these cases, he still has to pay dalad v'hei, and he doesn't have any excuse. Well, I wasn't shechting it for myself, it didn't turn out to be kosher, or really shechting it for a fua. Since he stole it and shechted it, he's going to pay dalad v'hei. Now, Reb Shimon Paters in the last 2, meaning shechting it, it turns out to be treif, or shechting it chulin nazara, the fellow's not chayv dalad v'hei. That's because Reb Shimon holds shechita she'en ruya loishma shechita, v'shechita is not roy. It doesn't allow somebody to eat this meat, so it's not considered a shechita, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, he would not have to pay dalad v'hei in these last 2 scenarios. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now we're discussing stealing and shechting or selling, but bringing in the concept of edim zayimin. What are edim zayimin? So this is different than contradictory edim. A classic case of contradictory edim is where we have one group of edim saying, for example, that Reuven lent Shimon $100 on Sunday, and the other edim say that Reuven didn't lend Shimon $100 on Sunday. So these 2 groups of edim are contradicting each other, and we throw them both out. We don't listen to either of them. Edim Zayman are different. Edim Zayman aren't commenting on what happened. They're not saying, no, that didn't happen, or yes, it did happen. They're saying something totally different. Let's use our same example, where we have our first group of edim saying that Reuven lent Shimon $100 on Sunday. We're going to add in some more specifics. At 10 o'clock in the morning in Yerushalayim, run in front of the Yeshiva Smir. 2 other edim come and say, listen here, edim, you can't say what you're saying because Imanu ha'yisem b'makam pleini, you were with us in a totally different place. You were with us in New York on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And so you couldn't possibly have witnessed a loan that took place in Yerushalayim if you were with us in New York. And this is a unique situation where the Torah says when edim are proven to be zayimin, what do we do? We do to them like they want to do to the other guys. And so in our case, they wanted to get a guy to pay $100 that he supposedly borrowed. They have to pay him $100. And we're going to see how that works with stealing and selling or shechting. So Mishnah tells us, let's say he stole based off of 2 edim, and he also shechted or sold it based off of their edos, and these fellows were found to be zayimin, they have to pay everything. They have to pay dalad and hay. They tried to get this guy to pay dalad or hay, so they have to pay it themselves. Let's say he was split, he stole it based off of 2 edim, and he shechted or sold it based off the edos of 2 different edim. Let's say both of these sets of edim were found to be zayimin, so Rishon Mishalm Tashlumi Kefel, the first group of edim has to pay kefel, because that's the only thing that they were trying to be mechayev this fellow, and the second group of edim, Mishalm Tashlumi Shleisha, they have to pay 3 or 2, depending on what they were testifying about, because they were trying to get him to pay that remaining amount. Now let's say, Nimtu Achroinim Zayimin, only the last group of edim were found to be zayimin. Who Mishalm Tashlumi Kefel? The guy himself who stole the animal has to pay kefel, because the edim that testified that he stole it were saying the truth, and that's why this guy himself has to pay kefel, but behind Mishalm Tashlumi Shleisha, these edim, the second group that turned out to be zayimin, they have to pay 3 because that's what they were trying to get him to pay. Now let's say echad min achronim zaymim. Only one of the edim of the second group was found out to be an ed zaymim. Batal edus shniya. So the edus of the second guy is batal, and we don't say that one ed has to make a payment of edim zaymim because it has to be that we're mazim both edim together, not just one. Now echad min achronim zaymim. Let's say one of the guys in the first group of edim turned out to be an ed zaymim. Batal kala edus. The entire edus is batal. Shem ein gneva ein tvicha ein mechira. Because if it turns out that there was no gneva, and the reason why we're saying there's no gneva is because because one of the Edim in the first group turned out to be an Eid Zaymeim, so that means that we don't have Edus about the fact that this guy stole an animal, so it means there couldn't have been a Tvich or Mechira, and no one's going to have to pay anything over here. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan Hay with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.